welcome to the September 29, 2021 meeting of the Indiana Gaming Commission. It's my privilege to call this meeting to order. And Mrs. Walsh, you call the roll, please.
Yes, the world chairman of Maine.
Present.
Vice Chair Fine.
Present.
Secretary Dudich.
Present.
Commissioner Williams.
Present.
Commissioner Cowan.
Present.
Thank you. Let the record reflect that the quorum is established. Commissioners, first item on the agenda is review and approval of the minutes of the August 18th meeting of the Indiana Gaming Commission. Have you all had a chance to review the minutes as written? If so, are there any additions or corrections to those? Hearing none, what is your pleasure? This was properly moved and seconded to approve the minutes as written for the August 18, 2021 meeting of the Indiana Gaming Commission. Any further discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried unanimously. All those folks that are going to speak before the commission today, if you would kindly stand for the administration of the oath. What I'd like to do is administer the oath. Have you all remain standing, and then I'll go around and have you recite your names for the record. Please raise your right hand. I do solemnly swear. All statements I make today before the Indiana Gaming Commission will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Thank you. I'll start this summary here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Put your seat. This is Paul.
If I could give everyone a quick staff update here. Dennis Mullen was promoted to the IGC General Counsel role in September. Dennis has served as a state employee for the last 10 years and has been with the IGC since May of 2016. During his time with the IGC, he has served as Deputy General Counsel, Director of Sports Wagering and Paid Fantasy Sports, and now as General Counsel. Prior to arriving at the IGC, Dennis was at the Attorney General's office where he served for 5 years. Dennis received his Bachelor of Arts in Political Science from DePaul University, and then went on to receive his Juris Doctor from Indiana University, Robert H. McKinney School of Law. Congratulations, Dennis. Jen Allen joined the IGC last month as the Assistant Audit Director. Prior to joining the IGC, Jennifer was with the State of Illinois for over 12 years. She brings extensive audit supervisory experience, most recently leading audit teams at the Illinois Department of Employment Security. Jennifer holds a Bachelor of Science in Business Administration and an MBA from Robert Morse University. Welcome, Jennifer. And lastly, Savannah Betcher is a second-year law student at IU McKinney School of Law. She is our current legal extern. She graduated from Butler University in May 2020 with degrees in sports media and organizational communication. Her previous work experience includes IMS, Indiana Sports Corp., and IndyCar. Thank you for working with us. Reinvestigations. Our investigations division has completed reinvestigations for the following licensees: SG Gaming, Inc., Blue Sky Casino, LLC, doing business as French Lick Resort Casino, Novomatic America Sales, LLC, and International Game Technology. These confidential reports are in your materials. Director Brown is also present should you have any questions. The IGC has added 23 individuals to the statewide exclusion list since the May 2021 meeting. The total number of individuals on the list is now 905. The IGC has also granted 15 waivers to Indiana casinos since the previous meeting. This information is included in your material and will also be posted on the Commission's website. That concludes my report.
Thank you, Mr. Small. And congratulations to Greg Small on becoming our new executive director. Thank you, glad to have you. Commissioners, any old business that needs to come before the Commission meeting today? No, new business. Great.
Yes, we could start off with transfers of ownership, Justin Malloy.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. You have a 2021 attached to 2024 involving an ownership transfer request between Indiana Licensee WSI US LLC doing business as WinBet and Octillus Acquisition Corporation. After receiving a transfer application, the Commission completed a background financial investigation of Octillus, finding that it was sufficient in compliance with Indiana statutes and regulations. Find a notarized written information that would have Octillus the suitability for holding the interest in WinBet. Approving order 2021-124 would have the effect of approving the ownership transfer of WinBet to Octillus. If you have any questions, I can answer.
Thank you, Dustin. Commissioners, any questions? What's your pleasure regarding order 2021-124?
Move for approval of order 2021-124.
It's been properly moved and seconded to approve order 2021-124. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
Next up, for patron matters, we have Alex Dudley.
The other 40 orders, 2021-125 and 126, concerning Cuban Davis and Brian Fisher's petition to remove the exclusion list. Mr. Davis was officially placed on the exclusion list in 2012 and 2016, respectively. Mr. Davis's official petition to be removed from the exclusion list have had no longer hearing, and each provided support for that petition. They both found in fact relevant to these matters, however, the reviewing officer has concluded that both Mr. Davis and Mr. Fisher have not met the standard of clear and convincing evidence. As regards to the staff findings of facts or accusations, a non-staff finding would have the effect of denying Mr. Davis and Mr. Fisher's decisions for removing the statewide exclusion list. You also have before you orders 2021-127 and 128, concerning the fee scheme and the issues of Mises' petitions for removal from the exclusion list. Mr. Kane and Mr. Dominguez were placed on the exclusion list in 2003-2018, respectively. Mr. Kane and Mr. Dominguez have petitioned to be removed from the exclusion list, and self-monitoring hearings were conducted, at which each provided the court of petition. Based on the totality of the facts involving these matters, the review officer has concluded that both Mr. Kane and Mr. Dominguez have not the standard of clear and convincing evidence, have reflected the staff findings of facts and recommendations, adopted staff findings of facts and recommendations, whether in fact the hearing was being Mr. Dominguez's petition for removal from the statewide exclusion. Have you answered the question?
Thank you, Mr. Dudley. Any questions, Commissioner?
Chair, if you could, 1 second. Commissioner Dudich, drop that. I'd like to give him a call back.
Sure. Commissioner Dudich, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, thank you.
The record reflects that all five commissioners are present. Commissioners, what is your pleasure regarding proposed order 2021-125?
I'll move to approval.
I think it's... I'm not mistaken. Let's do it together.
So,
Orders 2021-125 and 2021-126. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Commissioners, what is your pleasure regarding orders 2021-127 and 2021-128?
I move for approval of orders 2021-127 and 2021-128.
Second.
Thank you. It's been properly moved and seconded to approve orders 2021-127 and 2021-128. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
Next, we could have Bob Opak come up for license renewal.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. You have for you order 2021-129, pursuant to Indiana Code Section 4-33-7-8 and 68 Indiana Administrative Code Section 2-2-8, a supply license must be reduced each year along with a payment of $7,500. Each of the following licensees has submitted a timely request for renewal along with that required payment. Candy Group PLC, Geo Supply Solutions Incorporated, Park Rock Area Manager LLC, Galaxy Gaming Incorporated, NYX Digital Gaming USA LLC, Gaming Partners International USA Incorporated, Media Gaming Solutions LLC, Everett Gaming Incorporated, and GLT Capital LLC. Approving this order would have the effect of renewing the license of each of these supplier licensees for a period of 1 year. Next on the agenda, you have before you orders 2021-130 and 2021-131 regarding the renewal of Lucia Casinos and Rising Star Casinos casino owners' licenses. Both Lucia and Rising Star have filed proper paperwork and paid their renewal fees. Previously, by orders 2021-121 and 2020-96, the Commission had approved the written powers of attorney for Lucia and Rising Star. These approvals, however, do expire upon the renewal of the casino owner's license. For that reason, all casinos must request renewal of the commission's approval of their written power of attorney concurrently with their request for renewal each year. Both Felicia and Rising Star have stated their intent to maintain their existing trustee in waiting and not present the commission with any modifications to their power of attorney. Approving orders 2021-130 and 2021-131 would have the effect of renewing both casino owner licenses for which the casino and Rising Star and improve their powers of attorney. Next, you have before you orders 2021-132. Pursuant to Indiana Code Section 4-38-6-6, a vendor's license must be renewed each year along with a payment of $50,000. Each of the following vendor licenses, licensees has submitted a timely request for renewal along with the required payment. Unibet Indiana LLC, Becker Interactive US for their agreement with the Belcare Certificate Authority, Becker Interactive US for their agreement with the Leisure Certificate Authority, American Mayors Incorporated for their agreement with the Tropicana Certificate Authority, Score Digital Sports Ventures Incorporated, Crown Indiana Gaming LLC, and Rush Street Interactive Indiana LLC. Approving Order 2021-132 would have the effect of renewing the licenses of each of these vendor licensees for a period of 1 year. Next up, we have Reporting Order 2021-133. Pursuant to Indiana Code Section 4-38-8-1, a certificate of authority to conduct sports wagering must be renewed each year along with a payment of $50,000. Each of the following certificate holders has submitted a timely request for renewal along with that required payment. The Ameristar Casino B Chicago LLC, Centaur Acquisition LLC doing business as an Indiana Dirty Racing Casino, Indiana Gaming Company LLC doing business as Hollywood Casino, Hoosier Park LLC doing business as Winner's Circle Off Track Betting in Indianapolis, Horseshoe Hammond LLC, Lucia Casino LLC, Blue Sky Casino LLC doing business as French Lick Resort Casino, Belterra Resort Indiana LLC, Avatar Indiana Gaming Company LLC doing business as Tropicana Resort Casino, Caesar's River Casino, LLC, doing business at Caesar's Dining and Drinking Casino. Cinemar Acquisition, LLC, doing business at the Winter Circle Off-Track at Clarksville. Hoosier Park, LLC, doing business at Hoosier Park Racing and Casino. And Hoosier Park, LLC, doing business at Winter Circle Off-Track at Indian Bank. Approving Order 2021-133 would have the effect of renewing the certificates of each of these certificate holders for a period of 1 year. And finally, you have before you Orders 2021-134, 135, 136, and 137. Pursuant to Indiana Code Section 4-33-24-15 and 68 Indiana's Administrative Code Section 26-3-10, a pay stamp before the operator license must be renewed each year along with a payment of $5,000. Each of the following lines of use has submitted a timely request for renewal along with that required date. Jackson Incorporated, Daniel Group Incorporated, Fantasy Draft LLC, and Sports Hub Games, Full Party, Sports Hub Games Network Incorporated. Approving Order 2021-134 through 2021-137 will have the effect of renewing the pay standards for the operator licenses of each of these licensees for a period of 1 year. I'll be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, Bob. Commissioners, any questions for Bob? And then what is your pleasure regarding the motion to approve orders 2021-129 through 137?
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve orders 2021-129
through 2021-137. Thank you. Is there a second? Second. It's been properly moved and seconded to approve orders 2021-129 through 137. Any further discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. Next up, Garth Brown, permanent licenses.
Good afternoon, Commissioner and Technical Staff. I have over your orders 2021-138 and 2021-139. Which is to approve permanent supplier licenses for Galaxy Gaming Inc. and Cinemar Digital Gaming LLC. You also have authority for 2021-140, which would approve the permanent sports wager and vendor license for that Inc. All of these aforementioned applicants have submitted to required applications to receive temporary licenses issued by the FTC. Commission staff can go to the background and financial investigation of each applicant along with a substantial number of key persons. Commission staff have no derogatory, no material derogatory information or accessibility for any of the applicants. Staff final reports are included in the confidential submission to the agency. Approving orders 2021-138 and 2021-140 will grant permanent licenses for the previously mentioned applicants, each subject to the yearly renewal. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, Art. Any questions for Mr. Brown? Hearing none, Commissioner, what is your pleasure regarding Order 2021-138 through 140.
I'll move for approval of orders 2021-138 through 2021-140.
Mr. Proctor moved and seconded to approve orders 2021-138 through 140. Any further discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
Thanks, Eric. Next up, Angela and Parshall, Sports Wagering Service Providers.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. You have before you orders 2021-141 through 144, which would approve the permanent sports wagering service provider licenses for Angela, Head and Power, Simple Bet, and SportsQ IQ Analytics, respectively. All of the applicants have submitted the required applications and have received the temporary license issued by the IGC. Commission staff conducted background and financial investigations on each of the applicants. Commission staff found no derogatory information that would affect the suitability of the applicants. Staff final reports are included in the confidential package that was provided to you. Approving orders 2021-141 through 144 will grant a permit license to each of the previous mentioned applicants. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Any questions for Ms. Lee? Hearing none, what is your pleasure, Commissioners, regarding orders 2021-141 through 144?
Move for approval of order 2021-141 through 2021-144.
Second.
Thank you, Commissioners. Any discussion on the motion? It's been properly moved and seconded to approve orders 2021-141 through 2021-144. All in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you. Disciplinary action, Daniel Button.
Good afternoon, you have agreed 12 summary agreements in the disciplinary action.
Order 2021-170 is the following agreement of Barstool, Warren Inc., totaling $10,000. Order 2021-171 to the following agreement of Churchill Downs Interactive Gaming, including two counts, totaling $4,500. Order 2021-172 to the following agreement of Raccoon, totaling $10,000. Order 2021-173 to the following agreement of Gaming, workbook, totaling $3,000. Order 2021-174 is the following agreement with the Land Circle Off-Tack Bending Crossbill, including three counts, totaling $6,000. Order 2021-175 is the following agreement for that, including three counts, totaling $1,500. Order 2021-176 is the following agreement with Board of Appeals, including four counts, totaling $42,000. Order 2021-177 is settled in an administration active, including two counts, totaling $3,000. Order 2021-178 is settled in an administration totaling $1,500. Order 2021-179 is settled in an administration in Indiana, totaling $2,500. Order 2021-180 is settled in an administration totaling $3,000. From the e-health resolver agreement, as provided in the meeting materials, e-health resolver agreement will offer the information website after the meeting, conditions, and movement of the
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks.
Any questions for his commissioners? Commissioners, what is your pleasure regarding orders 121, 145 through 121, 180?
Mr. Chairman, move to accept orders 121-145 through
2021-180. Thank you, Commissioners. It's been properly moved and seconded to approve orders 2021-145 through 2021-180. Is there any further discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
Bob O'Pat again.
Commissioners, I would like to next turn your attention to matters involving an occupational license. You have before you order 2021-181 regarding a felony waiver application submitted on Perry's page. After the application was received, a full hearing was conducted, and then the review officer prepared the comments of facts and recommendations. Additionally, through the delegation of authority found in Resolution 2020-83, the Executive Director of State issued Mr. Page an interim felony waiver allowing him to go to a level 2 occupational license to work as a customer service supervisor for UNIT. Approving Order 2021-181 would have an effect in adopting the review officer's finding of fact and recommendation and approving Mr. Page's felony waiver.
Thank you. Any questions for Bob? Hearing none, Commissioners, what is your pleasure regarding Order 2021-181?
Move for approval of Order 2021-181.
Thank you. It's been properly moved and seconded to approve Order 2021-181. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Bob, continue with disciplinary actions.
Next, we have 40 orders 2021-182 through 184. Orders 2021-182 through 184 concern applications for occupational licenses to work for Indiana licensees. With regard to these specific orders, each applicant failed to disclose his or her complete criminal history, thus failing to meet the established standards for licensure by the commission. Each applicant was given an opportunity to withdraw his or her application from consideration for criminal licensure, but chose to fail to do so. Detailed information regarding these orders is contained in the confidential commission materials. Approving orders 2021-182 through 2021-184 would have the effect of denying the application for occupational licenses.
Thank you. Any questions for Bob? Hearing none, Commissioner, what is your pleasure regarding orders 2021-182 through 184?
Chairman, move
2021 motion to continue in 2021. Thank you, Commissioners. It's been moved and seconded to approve orders 2021, 182 through 184. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Next on the agenda is orders 2021-185 through 2021-188. These concern settlement agreements between commission staff and occupational licensees. In lieu of disciplinary action, commission staff offered each of these licensees a settlement agreement that would have them agree to an unpaid voluntary relinquishment of their occupational license for a period of regularly scheduled working days with no vacation or other daytime off to be used. Each of these licensees has agreed to the terms of the settlement agreement. Detailed information regarding each of these matters is contained in confidential material. Approving orders 2021-185 through 2021-188 would have the effect of ratifying the agreements with the occupational licensees.
Thank you, Bob. Any questions for Bob? Mr. Commissioner, what are your pleasure regarding order 2021, 185 through 188?
I'm looking for approval of orders 2021-185 through order 2021-188.
Thank you, Commissioners. So probably moved and seconded to approve orders 2021-185 through 2021-188. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thanks, Bob.
Alex, back up.
Commissioners, you have before you resolution 2021-189. This resolution concerns transfers of ownership of the suppliers or the devices. Through resolution 2017-108, the executive director was held to the authority to approve the transfer of ownership between supplier licensees or key persons entities that have already been processed in the nation. Resolution 2020-84 expands the executive director's authority to approve ownership transfers between corporations and their licensees or key persons that are in addition to suppliers. Here, Resolution 2021-29 updates the citations regarding corporation incentives from the emergency rules to the now promulgated rules of corporate energy change in 68 ISD. It will also expand the executive director's authority to approve the transfer of ownership to the vendor or supplier licensee. The entity involved in the transfer and then the email manual is just a good word. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Alex. Any questions for Alex? Hearing none, Commissioner, what is your pleasure regarding proposed resolution 2021-189?
Mr. Chairman, I move to adopt the resolution 2021-189.
Thank you. Second. Thank you, Commissioner. It's been properly moved and seconded to approve resolution 2021-189. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank
you. Bob again.
Commissioners, next I'll turn your attention to the two resolutions involving the promulgation of administrative rules. Resolution 2021-190 concerns the readoption of administrative rules that are set to expire on January 1st of the coming year. Commission staff began the readoption process by filing a notice of intent to readopt with the Legislative Services Agency. No objection to the abbreviated rule readoption process was filed. Accordingly, Resolution 2021-190 approves will read out the sections identified in the notice of intent without any changes ahead. The readout final rule will then be filed with the media register and will be effective 30 days after it is filed. Next on the agenda, we have before you Resolution 2021-191 regarding the adoption of the emergency rule regarding casino owners' licensees and other persons subject to jurisdiction of the commission. The proposed emergency rule was first used to replace LSA document number 2021-231E, the emergency rule that was adopted at the May 2021 commission meeting. The commission's reasons and rationale for adopting that emergency rule remain true and support today's action. Today's rule was an improvement to LSA document 231-2021-231E based on commission staff application of the rule and ongoing dialogue with licensees and the Office of Management and Budget, which are routine and practical results of the rulemaking process. The rule package adopted in May and reported today are substantially similar in content. The rules can be described as Integrity 101 and are appropriate as casino licensees are subject to high standards for integrity and accountability, which has been codified in statute for 3 decades. Because the topics covered by the rule packages are standard industry practices, many casinos have found it unnecessary, make few, if any, changes to their existing programs. In fact, the industry as a whole has been complementary of the rule package. Commission staff is pleased with the results of the emergency rule to date, as we believe that there is a substantial and immediate need that was not only identified, but remedied with this rule package. For these reasons, commission staff is requesting approval of the emergency rule adoption and an extension to address the need as staff works through the final rule promulgation process, which was commenced on May 13th of this year. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have for the rule orders.
Thank you all. Any questions, Mr. O'Connor? Hearing none, what is your pleasure regarding proposed resolutions 2021-190 and 2021-191?
Mr. Chairman, move to adopt resolutions 2021-190 and 2021-191.
Thank you, Commissioners. It's been properly moved and seconded to approve and adopt resolutions 2021-190 and 2021-191. Is there any further discussion, Commissioners, on the motion? Hearing none. All in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you, Bob. Let's be back up for financing.
Commission, Shed for Reviewers 2021-192-191, concerning three separate requests received from Casino Licensing, Cali Corporation, Future Entertainment Inc., and National Management Inc., whereby each Casino Licensing requests approval of a proposed financing transaction. In addition, seeking permission to act on the proposed financing transaction, each Casino Licensing also requested a waiver of 68 IS. So-called TDA requirement in accordance with the Commission's authority to extend Resolution 2017-109. The content of each show that each of the proposed financial transaction, as well as the issue staff analysis, will provide to the Commission with the confirmation materials. In accordance with the procedures identified in Resolution 2017-109, each Casino Licensing will initiate an internal approval for the proposed financial transaction. The initial approval for each casino licensee contains the following conditions. First, the terms that are stipulated in the final financing documentation do not materially differ from the terms that were presented for writing and writing for approval. Second, the terms of the final documentation do not violate Act 43 or Act 465. Third, each casino licensee must provide a commission with a legal opinion demonstrating compliance with Act 433 or 435. And finally, each casino licensee must close on the respective financing transactions by certain dates. Resolution 2017-109 requires that any interim financing approval resolution must be reported to the Commission for consideration and final ratification for other direction. This concludes my presentation.
Thank you, Dustin. Commissioners, any questions for Mr. Malloy on his presentation? Hearing none, what is your pleasure regarding proposed orders 2021-192 through 2021-194?
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve order 2021-192
through 194. Thank you, Commissioners. It's been properly moved and seconded to approve orders 2021-192 through 2021-194. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, staff thought that as our casino owners go through renewal processes, specifically their three-year reinvestigations, it would be a good opportunity to invite the licensees to come before the commission and sort of update us on some of the things going on at the property. And our first invitee here is Boyd, the operator of the Blue Chip Casino and also Belterra.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Thank you, Licensee staff. Pleasure to be here. I'm back in Indiana. Such a beautiful fall day. My name is Chet Holden. I'm Executive Vice President of Operations with Boyd Gaming Corporation. My role with the company is oversight of a couple of corporate departments in Las Vegas, and then our properties outside of that, which includes Blue Chip and Belterra here in Indiana. I'm joined by a couple of colleagues today that I'd like to introduce. In the audience are Brian Goltz, Vice President of Government Affairs for Boyd Gaming Corporation. Many of you may know Brian. He resides here in Indianapolis with his family. And then joining me up here for our presentation is Brenda Temple, our Vice President and General Manager at Blue Chip. Brenda and I have a short presentation for you. Brenda's going to cover some beginning slides that deal specifically with Blue Chip, and then I'm going to cover some things more broadly about Boyd Gaming. I wanted to mention before we get started that I actually had the pleasure of serving as the general manager at Blue Chip. I arrived in early 2007 and continued in that role through 2013. My family and I very much enjoyed being part of the Northwest Indiana community and being part of the, and for me personally, being part of the gaming industry and dealing and interacting with the gaming commission throughout all those years. We just actually sold our home in Chesapeake, Indiana last year, and then fully relocated off Las Vegas, and it's been great, great to be back here. I'm going to turn it over to Brenda here in a minute, but one thing I want to mention before I do that is over 15 years ago or so, I made one of the better decisions I've ever made as an executive, and that was to hire Brenda into the company. And we did that actually in Mississippi. And then when I transferred to Blue Chip, and we were undergoing the big project with the Spotful Hotel Tower at the time, Brenda and the manager come up with Blue Chip as well, and at that time she was the head of our head of finance. And over time, she had made a transition to operations, and then we had the good fortune of having her return back to Blue Chip to lead that property, be a pro staff or that role. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Brenda.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity to talk a little bit about Blue Chip. One of my favorite places. I've been in the casino industry for 28 years. 18 years of that has been with Boyd Gaming Management and most of it in the finance area. In 2008, I was introduced to Blue Chip as their director of finance. And after 5 years of working in that role, I told 10 of the leaders of our company that I wanted to do more. So they sent me to Las Vegas to learn casino operations. Then in 2018, Ted called me and said, hey, we would like you to be a general manager of Blue Chip. And I went back, and it was like coming home for me. A lot of the team members that worked at Blue Chip were still there. They knew me. I knew all of them. And, you know, my friends in the community and at the property. All of us, there's a special place in our hearts for Blue Chip. And it's a special place. So I'd like to tell you a little bit about that. The property opened in Michigan City, Indiana in 1996. It was acquired by Boyd Gaming in 1999. In 1999, what existed was a two-story, fully functional sailing vessel with a sky deck on the top and a Blue Chip Hotel, which is still there. There have been 5 major renovations and expansions at Blue Chip since Boyd Gaming took over. In 2002, the division was made to close Skydeck, which was the third floor of casino operations. In 2006, a new vessel was constructed that basically doubled the size of our casino. In addition, we added a four-level parking garage to the facility. In 2009, the Spa Blue Tower was built, and I did all the construction accounting for that. The tower, you can see in the picture, In addition, the 22 stories on the tower, we open our 10,000 square foot luxury spa, which is the best spa in Northwest Indiana. We also open our famous JD's nightclub, the game, our sports club, our sports bar, and the Stardust Convention Center. In 2016, we did a renovation of our original Blue Chip Tower. And then our last renovation, we opened the expansion of Stardust Convention Center, 11,000 square feet of space, which we call the Fremont Ballroom. So it gave us a significantly larger footprint in the convention business. And we also opened our FanDuel Sportsbook. We converted our nightclub into the FanDuel Sportsbook. The existing casino that we have right now is 65,000 square feet of casino gaming, all on one floor. At the time when we opened, the first of that building currently occupies the world's largest fully functional vessel in the United States. But we didn't hold that title for long, but at the time, we were with you. Right now, our member slots are taking in both of which are slots. What we determined after our closure as a result of the pandemic is we were actually profitable with that. So we've been steadily decreasing the number of slot machines on the floor to improve the guest experience and, as I said, we can actually make more with less, and we're working on our tasting area. We have right now 186 hotel rooms in our two towers. Our Star Blue Tower has 302 rooms, including 30 suites. And the Blue Chip Hotel has 184 rooms with 12 suites. Our Stardust Convention Center, which is 45,000 square feet, is the largest convention facility in Northwest Indiana. We employ currently 535 team members of Blue Chip, and of our team members of Blue Chip, 65% of them live locally in the core county. And more important to me is 40% of the team members that work at Blue Chip have been with the company for more than 10 years. So the longevity of the team members that work in Blue Chip is very important for the gaming, and as the general manager, I'm happy to have that experience on the team. And in addition to the economic benefits of having Blue Chip in the community, we also have contributed almost $3 million to the local nonprofits and almost $1 million paid directly to the city of Michigan City. Now, Blue Gaming is not a company that participates in the community via writing checks. They encourage our youth to become involved actively in the community. And several of our leadership team members, including myself, are members of nonprofit boards. So we show our support and our incentive to enhance the community in the community business, which is part of our mission statement. So that's my appeal on Blue Chip.
And I will now turn it over to Ted to talk a little bit about what happened within the company since our last meeting.
Thank you, Brenda. A lot has happened over the last year since our last meeting, and I'll start with Point Games. For over 45 years, it was actually founded by a family of boys back in 1975. Started as a very small family-owned business. Built away is still very involved in the company, our executive chairman of the board. It's just great to see him on an ongoing basis. The community has its own in terms of culture. It's one of the, I think, few gaming companies that have existed for that length of time. It's pretty much the same company with same leaders that founded the company. Since our last license renewal, back in 2018, we grew further, and over the years, the company has grown primarily through acquisition. And on this slide, you'll see that was a busy year for us. We acquired four properties that were formerly Pinnacle Entertainment, and that is Ameristar in Kansas City, Ameristar in St. Charles, which is in the St. Louis area, Delterra Park in Cincinnati, and of course, Delterra Resort here in Indiana. And then Valley Forge, you know, just outside of Pennsylvania. And those acquisitions actually gave us a presence in several major metropolitan areas, Kansas City, St. Louis, Cincinnati, and Philadelphia, of course, southern Indiana.
This next slide really shows kind of the size and scope of our organization and our geographic diversification. We have 28 properties in 10 states and 18 communities. 11 of those properties are in the greater Las Vegas area, and then we have 17 properties spread across 9 states, well, other portions of the United States. And we're one of the largest regional gaming operators in the United States. And one of the things that has changed quite a bit over the 3 years is sports betting. And as you all know, Indiana is a state where sports betting is legalized, and it's great to have a regulatory framework for people to make wagers safely. And we are now active in 5 states, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Pennsylvania, and Mississippi, and we are in the process of launching both retail sports books and online in Louisiana. That process is underway. We partner with Bandits, and I know that you are familiar with that organization. They're a premier brand with David Fantasy Sports and Sports Wagering. Boyd Gaming has a 5% equity stake in FanDuel, and then in the states where we partner for sports wagering, we have a revenue share agreement. We are very, very proud to be associated with that brand, and they bring a lot of know-how with sports wagering that has helped us evolve. But it's interesting that we actually operated sports books in Nevada for decades, and so when sports wagering became legal in other states, it's something we're very experienced with, and we enjoyed the opportunity to provide that, and it's helped us attract new customers and customers that were, you know, different from the core that we had prior to allowing this amenity. And then there's buying, and we are actually active in 2 states, New Jersey and Pennsylvania. And we introduced the legendary Stardust brand, and many of you may recall Stardust actually operated as a casino on the Las Vegas Strip for decades. Boyd Gaming acquired the Stardust in 1985, and then in 2007 it was imploded to make way for a new venture that is now Resorts World in Las Vegas. But then the Great Recession hit that, you know, changed the plan. But Stardust is back. We actually have a Stardust event on our blue chip, so we use that name here and there. But to successfully launch internet casino gaming in those 2 states. We also operate social gaming in 49 states using the Stardust brand as well. And then just touching on blue chip again, Brenda mentioned the different investments the companies continue to make in that property, and it's always been our vision to maintain blue chip as a premier regional destination, not just a local property, and have the hotel rooms, the suites, the restaurants, the spas, the conventions, all those different things, and entertainment that combined gives people compelling reasons to bypass other casinos and come from quite as far away as Wisconsin and a lot of the states from Illinois where they have closer alternatives, but the quality of the amenities and the variety of amenities and of course the service that Brenda and her team provide allow us to attract people from across the whole region. And in 2019 we added on to the Stardust Event Center, the 3-month ballroom, that added about 15,000 additional square footage of meeting and convention space, bringing it up to a total of about 40,000 square feet. And then also in late 2019, we added the FanDuel Sportsbook. We took a food and beverage venue and converted it. And it is connected to a sports-themed bar and restaurant called The Game. And it's just a great space, very dynamic, high energy and fun. And our guests are able to enjoy beverages, food, wager on games if they want, and it's a very, very fantastic environment. So we're very happy to have that amenity as well. And then I'm going to just talk a little bit about Penn. And obviously, this came to life early last year. Blue Chip and El Cerro closed on March 16th. In a 5-day period, we closed every casino and company, and you all know that. And there was a lot of uncertainty at the time. We didn't know when we would reopen, the trajectory of this pandemic. And we really thought about our team members being impacted and how pandemic we have our operations closed across the country. And boy, could the continues to pay those team members into April with full pay, including tips, and we continue their health benefits at no cost to them until we're able to get our properties reopened. Blue Chip, as well as our other properties across the United States, make donations in their local communities for food for those in need, and then PPE for first responders and healthcare workers. And Wiggin actually earlier this year in June paid over $10 million in bonuses for our frontline team members who are not generally eligible for bonus compensation. And it was really a recognition for the tough year that they had gone through and all the different things that they had to deal with relative to the pandemic and those just very challenging circumstances. And we never forget that they are the ones who make the difference in our properties and serving our guests and being good custodians of our assets and providing that great service. So it was a pleasure to do this and that for them. And then while we were closed last year, before we reopened, we developed a comprehensive set of health and safety protocol that we call Boy Clean. And we spent a lot of time while we were closed developing that. So when we could reopen under these new circumstances with environments that could provide as best we could for the safety of our team members and our guests. And that was something that we rolled out everywhere across the entire company. And the sanitation standards that we established that we continue to operate to this day. We have continually encouraged our team members to get vaccinated to keep them safe. We actually hosted an on-site vaccination clinic for team members and guests at Blue Chip Pass in May. Today, we still require our team members, vaccinated or not, to wear masks for their safety and safety of our guests. And then Brandon touched on this, and it's about giving back to our communities. It's an important part of the Boy culture. Really has been led by Mr. Boy and the Boy family for all the years. And Boy Games has donated more than $1.5 billion nationwide to assist with COVID relief efforts. Half of that has gone for food for those in need. Locally, beneficiaries have been the Salvation Army Food Pantry in LaPorte County and the Community Quality Agent in Switzerland County for Belterra. And over the last 3 years, Boy Games has donated over $40 million nationwide to make our communities better places where we operate. And that's very, very important to us. We'll continue to be. So that's our presentation. Happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you. Commissioners, any questions for Ted and Brenda?
I have just one quick question. I commend you. One of the things you talked about when your employee statistic about 40% sickness or more, and I think about comments about the pandemic, and I'm curious. You said you had 537 employees. How many job openings do you have now?
Currently, we have over 150 job openings. That's probably our biggest challenge to hiring right now. That we have to limit hours of operation, or we don't have to be able to work with them because we don't have everyone on the agency. And individually, we've had two or three wage adjustments that we've reopened. But I know that they have an issue right now. Our viewers are making record folks. They already got $30 an hour. Lead coat, so if they very competitive wage to the state, they should include the benefits.
I'm just afraid you say that. Nothing about the wages. I'm a 50 job, that's going to help service everybody.
And that's not unique to Northwest Indiana. We are based out across the country, and we have hotel rooms that we can't clean, and therefore that we can't fill. This is a challenge that we continue to work through with wage adjustments, hiring bonuses, and all the other things that we could say that would stimulate God out of there.
I would like to give one note as well. One of the things that doesn't show in here is the commitment to compliance the Boyd has from top down. Always incredibly responsive to any issues that we bring to your attention, and as a regulator, we certainly appreciate that.
Well, thank you. That's very important. So thank you.
Thank you, folks. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. Small, yes, and finish.
Well, as everyone here probably knows, we had a fairly big day last Wednesday, the 22nd, where that was the submission deadline for the Vigo County Casino Owners License submission to us. As everyone probably is aware, we received 4 applications, so we are guaranteed a competitive process, which I think is going to be to the great benefit of both the state and the local community, specifically because I think we have 4 known operators that are gaming professionals in other jurisdictions. So I think we have a good process ahead of us.
That's great news. Commissioners, any comments or questions for Greg?
Should we go ahead and announce the next commission date?
Sure.
On that note, we will be taking it up on selecting the Vigo County Casino Owner License application, I guess, winner on November 17th. The time of that meeting will be noted on our website, as well as additional details on process and some other things as we get closer. So have your notifications on for our website, and you'll be notified immediately.
Thank you. Mr. Any other comments for today's meeting? Hearing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. All in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
This meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Commissioner Judich.
Thank you for your patience.